This is Dominic Reisig, Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology, North Carolina State University. Today is September the 3rd, 2025, calling with a quick update on cotton and soybean insects. The only thing we really need to be watching for in cotton is the presence of a potential new invasive insect. Want to be clear that we have not documented it here in the state yet, but it's called the cotton jacid. And although we have many different types of leaf hoppers in cotton, this is a new invasive that we haven't seen here before. In states to the south of us, it's causing symptoms of hopper burn and defoliation of the plants. And should we detect the insect here, we'll come out with more management information for growers going forward. Again, want to be clear that this insect is not here yet. You can go to cotton.ces.ncsu.edu to check out some information we have posted on it there. In soybeans, this is what I like to refer to as looper week. This is the time of the year when loopers typically peak in our beans. You need to be watching your fields for defoliation. Keeping in mind those thresholds for full season beans are 25% defoliation of the entire plant. For double crop beans, defined as those planted after June 1st, it's 15% defoliation throughout the entire plant. Don't need to worry about defoliation once we get to R6.5. We're also seeing some late flushes of corn earworm, and we're going to have to start thinking about stink bugs as we move into September and even into October, really focusing on protecting those beans as we get to R6 pretty heavily. Once we get into R6, we can kind of relax some on those thresholds. If you'd like to contact me, please feel free to email me, ddreisig@ncsu.edu. Thanks.